Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And on Mondays, when you hear a little of that Brad Paisley singing, you know it's time to talk about ADX Digital Marketing. And our digital marketing expert is here, Brian Power. It's good Monday morning to you,
Brian.
Hey,
good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good this morning.
Here we go. I waited all weekend to water my lawn because I knew it was going to rain this week.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't rained, really. So my lawn's all dried out. And
Welcome to Florida.
I'm looking forward to the rain that's in the forecast hasn't shown up.
You're from Oregon?
Yeah.
Welcome to Florida.
Well, it's dry in Oregon too, but I don't know why I brought that up other than I'm just looking outside. It's a little cloudy today. I'm like rooting for rain.
All you have to do is put your umbrella in the car. As soon as I bring the umbrella, it's like Murphy's Law, and it will not rain.
Yeah.
And then today, this morning, it was funny, I didn't bring it, and as I came in the station, it was pouring. So,
or wait till 3 o'clock.
True. This is true.
And just wait for that pop-up
thunderstorm. There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, I always love talking digital with you. You're always so encouraging. I just love your whole persona. It's just totally awesome.
You're a sweetheart.
And you encourage like crazy.
It's fun with you.
Well, good. Thank you very much. Digital marketing.
So, well,
ADX Communications.
Explain who ADX Communications
is. What the heck?
Yes.
ADX Communications is the name of the parent company that essentially the collection of these radio stations that you love and listen to all the time, including obviously News Radio 92.3, but also Cat Country 98.7. We've got Sports Radio 99.1 and Pensacola Playlist 94.5, which means just about any audience that you want to try to reach with radio, we have the radio station for you. On top of that, because of the prevalence of digital marketing and the strength that it has gained over the years and the direction things continue to go with marketing to where people are no matter where they go, there is a digital advertising component to the ADX Communications family. And that's where you get ADX Digital. And that's why when I'm coming on Monday mornings, we're talking digital all the time, even though we're radio stations.
Well, so, it kind of doesn't make sense, but actually it does make sense.
Well, when you talk about where people are and how to reach them and the available platforms that exist out there and ways that groups like radio stations can pivot into digital, it totally makes sense. Especially when you have a trained staff of spectacular account executives who've been doing this for combined, I think probably over 200 years.
We
got six or seven people that are on the staff that have been doing this for a really, really long time. So they understand how to reach people. They understand how to move the needle and generate business for partners that we work with. And we can do that whether we're talking about radio or digital. And obviously a combination of both is even better.
Well, I think one of the things that has been so helpful to me, because I was a newcomer to all of this when I first started here at Pep Talk, and one of the things that I didn't realize, when I think of digital, my first thought is social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And now I realize that there's so much more to it, because you have talked, and Tasca as well, have taught me all about the different strategies and products. It goes way beyond social media now, and there's so many tools that you can use to promote your business, and you don't have to do anything. It happens online. You don't have to be sitting there answering the questions or punching the buttons. It's just we program it and it happens. That's the miracle of it.
Yeah, and we do that work for you after we get to know you a little bit, and I'm going to talk about that process a little bit today in today's show. So the ability to talk to a business owner and ask them, where is your audience? Who is your audience? Who are you trying to reach? What is your message? And where do you want to reach them? Or are you not concerned about where you reach them? You just want to get in front of them.
Right, right.
And then we start introducing ideas like geofencing. And you talk about digital marketing. And when I talk to a business owner and I'll say, yes, have you talked about, do you understand about digital marketing? They'll say one of two things. Yes, we've already got our social media handled. Or, yeah, we do Google pay-per-click and it's crushing it and we're great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's only just scratching the surface of all the things that we potentially could do, from Amazon and YouTube to streaming television and video that can play on people's phones. And yes, we also have Facebook and Instagram that we can run for your company. We also have a thing called Social Mirror that's totally incredible. It takes a post off of a Facebook or Instagram profile, for instance, and turns it into an ad. And the essence of all of this is that we can determine who it is we're trying to reach and then reach them no matter where they go online.
Mm-hmm.
So much cooler online. To quote a great philosopher.
Singer,
yes, that we're
aware
of.
There you go.
Yeah, so to start the conversation, here's what you do. You give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. Jeff is our sales manager. I get points every time I say his name and number on the radio. Jeff Wayne. Jeff Wayne. 850-262-6000. And then one of us will come and sit down with you, kind of get to know your business just a little bit. And before a campaign even starts, the most important thing we can do is create a great plan with you. This is not a one-month test. This is not even a three-month test. This is, let's plan for this. Let's look ahead a little bit, which we're going to talk about. And let's set a course of success for you and your business. And why would you want to do that with us? Because we are also local and we care a lot about you succeeding and we want to know more about your business and we want to know what you've been doing in the past, what's worked, what's not worked. Most of the time when we sit down with someone to talk about their business and their marketing, it's because they're a little frustrated with maybe something that they thought was going to go a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it didn't. And maybe they've tried. This is a famous one, too. Hey, I've tried radio. I've tried digital. It didn't work.
Oh, that's okay. Always tricky.
Well, not really.
Well, because sometimes you don't do it long enough.
Oh, there's a lot of variables.
Yes.
There's so many variables. What did you try? And
mm-hmm.
and on what platform? And how long? And what was the message? And who are you trying to target?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. But we want to sit down and start a conversation with you about really an investment in marketing for your company that does take some time. You're going to see a bump at the beginning. Certainly, we can move traffic fairly soon, but a lot of this takes time. Has anything ever taken anything you've really wanted happened in the timeline that you wanted it to happen in?
No.
Like, can the wheel move fast enough for anyone?
No,
not usually. So it's always important to be advertising all the time. It's important to think about what the message is, to keep that creative, fresh, and continually elevate or analyze and evaluate the impact that that campaign is having. And we do that with reports. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, I was going to say, one of the most important things I ever learned, and it was about exposure, the number of times that you're exposing someone to your product, your company, your business. Mm-hmm. And so you have all these different tools and strategies. And so that's one thing about radio is radio goes everywhere. But digital today goes everywhere because people have it in their phones. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter which platform you pick, but having that repeated exposure. And last week, Brian told us all about how you can find out exactly what the exposure is. And I think that is probably one of the coolest things of all in terms of digital marketing, because there's an accountability in place where he brought in these diagrams and it told me, okay, well, here's somebody that looked at your ad, but they didn't open it. Oh, and here's how many people actually opened it. And here's all the ones that followed through to your website. I mean, yeah. Holy cow, I don't even know how that's done, but it's very exciting because then I really know my dollar is going to be spent exactly where it needs to be spent to get the right customer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, and that to me, I just think it's amazing,
quite
frankly.
You're doing a great job for me right now.
I'm sorry.
You're carrying the show. I don't have to say, just back that up and play that over and over again about 20 times.
But it's true. I've learned. I mean, I've been so impressed by it, and I'm an old radio gal. What can I say?
Well,
And I love all of it. I think you can do a package with all of it.
Absolutely. Yes. 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 Having a digital component to a radio campaign is great. That is a great way to do it. And one of the things we really focus on with a new conversation and a new business and a potential new client is, where are you currently on the marketing funnel? So we talked, it seems like every time I come in here, I talk about branding and awareness at the top of the funnel. In other words, if there are people, especially with how many new people are moving here all
mm-hmm.
the time, there is a large percentage of the population who does not know your business exists, no matter how long it's been here, no matter how awesome you are, what your reputation is. If they don't know you exist, they can't interact with you. They can't go down the marketing funnel, which includes considering all the other options or evaluating your claims or seeing who's got the best deal and the best quality and those things. And so we want to try to fill the top of that funnel, move people through that whole process and lead to conversions, which lead to success in your business and you retiring at an early age. All of this starts with a conversation with Jeff Wayne. Give him a call to talk about digital targeted marketing. His number is 850-262-6000.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is here about ADX Digital Marketing, Brian Prowitz. Text in your question at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after the break. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert this morning is Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing. So let's do a fun scenario.
Okay.
Let's just do something.
Hypothetical.
A hypothetical of how this would work.
Okay.
So I have a business, a restaurant,
okay.
Let's say. A restaurant that's on the water.
Okay.
That's great for sunsets.
Okay.
Now, I want to reach I know that this huge concert's coming into the Pensacola Bay Center.
Uh-huh.
Could be whatever great band is going to be there. It's sold out. There's going to be how many thousands of people. Mm-hmm. The minute that concert is over, they're going to be on their phones in the parking lot looking for what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
How do I reach mm-hmm. them? Is that a good example of how you could be specific?
Yeah, that's a really good hypothetical. And there's a couple of things that I think about right off the top of the bat, off the top of my head. So if you're a restaurant here in the area, you got beautiful sunsets, you want to try to reach people, you got to think about first of all, an age of your audience. Do you want to try to get a little bit younger? Is your typical audience a little bit older? What else do they do is one of the questions that we'll ask. Like, are they from around here? Are they visiting for the most part?
Is the restaurant maybe a restaurant that's a restaurant / bar? Or is it more of a fine dining kind of restaurant?
Right.
I mean, like, what's your target's going to be?
Those are some questions that we would want to ask, and you don't always assume that you know. So, all right, you've got this parameter. This is the place we're trying to draw people towards. So, let's assume, obviously everybody wants the local foot traffic, but just for a second, let's think about the visitors that come to the area. So where are they coming? Well, we can geofence different locations. We can geofence the beach. We can geofence hotels. We can geofence other places people go. So you mentioned already the like a concert. So we can draw a circle around the Bay Center, especially if you know a certain concert is coming and you want to target that location to send people to your restaurant.
So when you say geofence, you're talking to explain what that is.
You can draw a virtual line around a location using a radius and an address. So if you wanted to draw a circle around the Bay Center, we can drop a pin in the middle of that and do a 250-foot circle around it so that when people are not just leaving like your scenario, but while beforehand, during the concert. And during the concert. So, and one of the things is you could pick a few dates on the calendar and we can do a 3-day geofence.
Oh, smart.
And not only would it then target the people that are coming to the show, but for about 2 weeks afterwards, they would continue to get ads.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's okay. Give us a photo of that sunset at your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some photos of the food. And let's start dropping that in front of the people as they are entertained at the concert or coming and going to the concert. All of these are basically included inside whatever the cost is of the campaign. There's not like extra money that you have to spend. So it's this plus the geofencing plus the creative.
Mm.
No, we build all of that into the cost of the campaign. And everybody's campaign's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just throw out dollars and say this is how much this is going to cost because there are no cookie cutter campaigns. We would sit down and figure out what it is that you want, where your audience is. How many times do you want to run that campaign? How long do you want that campaign to go? And it's important to remember this, too, since we're talking about it. I mentioned earlier a 1-month test, a 3-month test on a campaign. This needs to be a little bit longer term. And we don't lock people into annual contracts or anything like that. But definitely a six-month try on this is fairly typical. Because we know we can move the needle within that amount of time.
Well, the beauty of it, too, I think what we talked about last week was that you can also make adjustments to the campaign.
Yeah.
If you're starting to see more response from one strategy versus another, you can bump up that strategy or add something to it. So there's a lot of flexibility with it.
Yeah, and
it's not stagnant, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
No. This is not set and forget by any means.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that's why reporting is so important. Every month we get reports that will show you the impressions and the click-throughs and view-throughs. So somebody clicked on your ad, that's a click-through. If somebody looked at your ad but didn't click on it and still came to your website, that's a view-through. We pay attention to those things. Those are important key performance indicators throughout, but that comes out of the reporting and then tells us if we need to adjust something.
Okay, we just got a question from one of our listeners for you, Brian. It's asking, what packages do you offer for small businesses with limited budgets? That's a great question.
Well, we have minimums on a couple of things, but you would want to talk about maybe like a display ad campaign. If you have an event, so we talk about nonprofits a little bit and events, you can do a little bit of a shorter campaign for an event, and then we can adjust that budget just a little bit. So, and it doesn't matter if it's a small business or a nonprofit or an event, we can talk to you about what your budget is and do our very best to work in a digital campaign that will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So one important thing about all of this, too, is the value that comes from whatever that spend is. And many times people will see what something costs and immediately go, well, I can't afford that. Well, the value, and I'm thinking of like if you're buying a car or a house or something, you know, I don't want to spend that much money. Well, the value of that makes it worth the money that it takes in order to get to that. And in the digital world, there are many, many versions of digital. And the more information you have and the better you know the different products and you look behind the curtain just a little bit and ask some questions, really can separate the apples from the oranges. And that conversation is part of the beginning conversation that we have as we educate you on the digital marketing concepts.
Well, I also think it's a different mindset, too, because I understand a small business asking this question. It's not like you have, okay, this is the $250 level, the $500. Yeah. It's not like that. This is something where they design the package specifically for you, who you're targeting, and then within your budget so that it makes the most sense for you. And that's kind of the difference, because I understand kind of where that question is coming from.
Sure.
And so who should they call?
Yeah, call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 to start the conversation about digital targeted marketing.
And that doesn't cost you a dime, and just
ma'am.
To get the information.
Yep.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Brian Prowitz is here. Just a couple more minutes left if you've got a question at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Brian Prowitz about ADX digital marketing opportunities.
Yeah, and your question about small businesses and what kind of packages we have, we can... Just about everything we have can work for a small business. And when we sit down and say, like, when we actually start to get specific on some of these platforms and how it can benefit small business, your eyes will light up. you won't believe some of the things that we're able to do for a small business versus a larger business or that kind of a thing. I mean, a lot of the conversation is the same. It doesn't really matter how big the business is. But again, we want to get to know your business in order to give you the right kind of things, including one more little plug here. I know we're almost out of time, but that is the amount of research that we're able to do. We can do a research report that will show you information about demographic information, age, ethnicity, household income, children, home value, psychographic characteristics of the people who come through your front door of your business.
That's powerful.
So we have and even like a hot zips report. Like if you say my target audience is this, this, and this amount of income, we can actually show you on a map where the red lines are of like where the most people are in those places in order to target those zones.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do deep research behind the scenes that might tell you some things about your own audience that you didn't know about.
Well, I think it's great, and I think it's not one size fits all. You can customize it for each advertiser.
That is a big part of it, yes. So get that conversation started today. Give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. Tell him you want to talk digital targeted marketing. We'll sit down. We'll get to know your business a little bit, find out where and who your audience is, and then go to work to determine the best platform to put your message in front of your target audience and then move them to action.
Excellent. Okay, and what is that number again?
Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Let's get started talking digital target marketing today.
Wow. Okay. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks, Meg.
Appreciate all that you do. It's always fascinating. I learn something every time you're on the show. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here Monday through Fridays, 9 to 11, with tons of wonderful guests. So tune in tomorrow morning at 9. And today, remember to be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and take the time to love now. Have a great day.